listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey there, race fans. Ben De La Vega here with today's Drag World Podcast for your Thursday, October 19th, 2006. Now, here we go. Final day, Top Fuel, Torco Race Fuels, NHRA Nationals. And at the drop, at the end of qualifying on Saturday, here's how the qualifying order was. Number one qualifier, Tony Schumacher in the U.S. Army Dragster with a new track record of a 4:51.2. And number two was J.R. Todd in his Skullshine Dragster. Number three, Hot Rod Fuller, Doug Coletta. Number five, Brandon Bernstein. Number six, Larry Dixon. After that, Melanie Troxel, Corey McLanathan, who had the new track mile per hour record at 321.73 miles an hour, followed by number 9 qualifier David Grubnick, then Troy Buff, number 11 Steve Torrance, last year's top alcohol funny car, top alcohol dragster world champ, Division 4 champ in the Skullshine Dragster in his first attempt with the 4:59 at 3:16. After that, number 12, Morgan Lucas, followed by Hillary Will, Doug Herbert, Bobby Lagana Jr., and David Baca. Not qualified, Bob Vandergriff, Scott Weiss, and Clay Milliken, which is your 2006 IHRA World Top Fuel Champion. He didn't qualify. Wow. Now, in round one, it was Corey Mack over Dave Grubnick with a 4:59. Then Melanie Troxel took on Troy Buff and beat him to the finish line when Troy Buff got way out of shape and crossed the center line. And Larry Dixon beat Steve Torrance with the 4:60 over Tire Smoke and 6:16. And then J.R. Todd beat Bobby Lagana. David Baca beat Tony Schumacher, Hot Rod Fuller beat Doug Herbert, and Doug Coletta beat Hillary Will, and then Brandon Bernstein beat Morgan Lucas. Now, going into round two action, it was Corey McLanathan up against David Baca. However, Baca smoked the tires and ran an 11:99 to sit and watch Corey Mack run a 4:72 at 300 miles an hour. Then next up in this David Powers Motorsports Dragster, it was Hot Rod Fuller taking on the Miller Lite Dragster of Larry Dixon, and Larry Dixon got the hole shot. However, he went up into tire smoke again in that bad right lane to watch Hot Rod Fuller win with a 4:59.3 at 305 miles an hour. After that, it was J.R. Todd up against Melanie Troxel, teammates, Skullshine Dragsters, both of them, and J.R. Todd got the whole shot. However, it was a 1/10 reaction time, 103 to Melanie's 126, and J.R. Todd got there first with a 4:51 to Melanie's 4:62. And to round out round number two eliminations, it was Doug Coletta up against Brandon Bernstein. Bernstein up in smoke to 6:55 to watch Doug Coletta whiz on by with a 4:60 at 3:08. Taking us into the semifinals, it was Corey Mack over Doug Coletta big time when Coletta went and struck the tires, actually it was a pedal fest because Corey Mack ended up running a 6:98 to take the win at 2:27 to Coletta's 8:33 at 1:11. And same thing for the other side of the ladder, is it was Hot Rod Fuller over J.R. Todd with a 5:54 at 2:69 to J.R.'s 9:83 at 90 miles an hour. So it was off into the finals, and that was up against Corey McLanathan and his Carrier Boys Framboose Dragster, up against Hot Rod Fuller and his David Power Motorsports Dragster. And when the light turned green, Rod Fuller with a huge hole shot, 45 hundredths of a second, up against Corey Mack's 73 hundredths of a second to run a and win with a 4:64 at 3:04 to Rod Fuller's 5:92 at 2:62. So right now, Scott Coletta is still your current points leader going into the Nationals in Vegas next weekend, with Brandon Bernstein 83 points behind in second place and Tony Schumacher 89 points behind in third. Now, another Top Fuel news on Monday, Top Fuel driver Melanie Troxel flew to New York City to be inducted into the Tennis Pro Billie Jean King's Women's Sports Foundation as a Sportswoman of the Year. Now, this got started back in 1974, and in the past year, such recipients were Annika Sorensen, Chris Everett, Michelle Kwan, Julie Inkster, and Martina Navratilova. Now, this makes Melanie the very first racer to ever receive this prestigious honor. And keep in mind that this weekend is the IHRA Universal Tech Institute World Finals being held at Rockingham Dragway, Rockingham, North Carolina. And this weekend's event will also see the return of Doug Foley in Top Fuel, who was injured two events ago, and he'll be driving last year's dragster, which had the front half completely rebuilt. And if you want to send me any email, email me at dragworld@podomatic.com. Race fans, that's it for my 5 minutes. Y'all have a great day. See you tomorrow. IHRA stuff.